Now, today, when you're looking online on social media, there's this big discussion of high-valued individuals, and you know, you have to be a high-value. Women are looking for high-valued men, right? And men are looking for high-valued women. And then there's all of these other weird terminologies online, like you have to become the big G, or is it the top G? Right, so the top G, right? Anybody know what that means, the top G? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that who better in statement than the one who can invite to Allah and who can proudly say, I am a Muslim. That's a really interesting idea. Allah is saying that the best statement is from such a person who is able to proudly say that I'm a Muslim. I'll just give you a very simple scenario. Let's just say that you are now a big business person. Actually, not a business person, but you work for a big corporate company or something like that. And you have a meeting with a very, very important client. You need to get this contract signed with this guy from another company. He's a non-Muslim, for example. And you go out to eat to a restaurant. And it's dinner time or something. So he orders a wine or a champagne, you know, it costs a lot of money, and he says, like, which champagne would you like to have from here? So this is the way you react. You're like, you know what? I can't have that. I'm a Muslim. I can't drink. What impression have you just given to this guy? You basically made yourself out, right? In this particular posturing. On the other hand, the other option would have been, you know what? I don't drink. You don't have to even say you're a Muslim or not. I don't drink. You know, the drink is pretty much the root of all evil in this world. So I don't drink. Just, you're saying the same thing, but look at the way you've said it. In the first one, he's going to start feeling sorry for you because you're feeling sorry for yourself. You're sounding like, in Urdu, they call him bichara. Like, you know, poor guy, man. He can't drink. Oh, you're missing so much. Right? Whereas the other guy, he's going to make the other guy think that, yeah, you're right, you know that. Yeah, you're right. He's probably going to say, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be drinking, and so on. So it's about being proud of your faith, not in an arrogant way, but in a very considerate way, right? Genuinely recognizing the beauty of the system. So what I'm finding very interesting today, I'm so excited and actually honored to be here, is that this Tawheed Boys School was obviously created as an alternative with a lot of effort. And mashallah, all of these students here, your parents sent you here for a very particular reason. They paid a lot of extra money than to go to a free school. They could have gone to a free school. But they rather sent you here with a big idea in mind. Now that it's all in the past and several years have passed, do you think that we, inshallah, we're hoping to Allah that we are fulfilling the dreams and ambitions and the goals and purpose of our parents, that they went through all of this effort from different areas, lots of money to bring us to where we are, right? And hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Otherwise, it'd just be a big waste, right? So that is really interesting. So it's a really good idea to have these kind of alumni meetings because you obviously meet friends and exchange ideas, see where people are, exchange good ideas. That's a very important thing. So one thing that I want to speak about today is I'll relate to you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's sitting with a gathering of people and he says to this one individual, right? So, he says, what do you think of that guy? Mr. Blue, I've forgotten your name. What do you think of that guy? That guy up there. Look. What do you think of that guy? Okay. So that's what the Prophet ﷺ did. He said to him, what do you think of that guy? So he said, oh, he is one of the most honorable people of the area, meaning people listen to him. If he goes and asks for a girl, he'll get it. He'll get her. If he puts in a word for you for a job or something, you'll probably get the job. Like, he's well respected. He is a highly esteemed, high value individual among people, right? Prophet ﷺ didn't say anything. And then a short while later, he asked the guy again, he said, "What do you think of that guy now? What do you think? Good guy?" You have to play along, man. What's wrong with you? You look around, see who am I talking about. So he said, "Yeah, that guy is min fuqara il muslimin. He's from the poor Muslims. And he's not looked upon very, you know, with a lot of appreciation. So if he puts in a word, it's not going to be accepted. He's not going to get a proposal and so on. He's looked down upon." Then the Prophet ﷺ remarked that this guy, the second guy, one of them, is superior to a whole world full of the first one. So what was it in the first and second one? So before anybody jumps to any conclusion that the first one was a rich guy and this guy was a poor guy and that's the comparison, that's not true. There's no discussion about the first guy being a rich guy. He may be assumed to be a rich guy, but that's not the point. And the second one was not accepted by Allah. So a high-valued individual according to Allah because he's poor, right? There were some other characteristics, and there were some bad characteristics in the first one, probably arrogance and so on, right? So that's what. So the discussion here is about the first one is a high-valued individual among people, but not according to Allah. And the second one is a high-valued individual according to Allah, but not among people. Now today, when you're looking online, on social media, there's this big discussion of high-valued individuals and, you know, you have to be a high value. Women are looking for high-valued men, right? And men are looking for high-valued women. And then there's all of these other weird terminologies online, like you have to become the big G, or is it the top G? Right. So the top G, right? Anybody know what that means? The top G. What does that mean? Sorry. Top gangster, not top guy. Okay, well, whatever it is. So we get caught up in all of that hype. Whereas the way he's laid out, which Tawheed Boys School was trying to teach us, is to become highly esteemed, high-value individuals. That's literally what it is. What exactly is a high-valued individual? So when I started seeing this slogan, I started looking for it. And what I found high-valued individual is that if we compare these two people, so the first guy was high valued according to people. The second guy was high valued according to Allah. So now tell me, who would like to be the first guy? Okay, nobody. Who would like to be the second guy? Okay. I wouldn't like to be either of them. I'd like to be high valued according to Allah and high valued according to the people. Right? So these two did not represent. Yes, in comparatively speaking, I'd rather be the second guy. But that does not represent just mutually exclusive two categories and that's it. The third category are the people like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, all of these people who are high valued according to Allah and high valued according to people. That's what we want to be. Because I think that's the idea of Tawheed Boys School. Okay? To become high valued individuals according to Allah and the people. So there's many good schools out there that are not faith-based. They want you to be high-valued individuals. They want you to take top posts and things like that. But with Tawheed Boys School, it was also become high-valued according to Allah. How do we do that? So very quickly, because I don't want to overstay my welcome. There's a few qualities that I looked into of what makes somebody high-valued. One of them is to actually have some principles. You can't be a high-valued individual if you don't have principles. The modern world does not want us to have principles. Politicians don't want us to have principles. The corporate world, big organizations, big companies don't want principles. Because if you're a principled person, you're not going to buy the next iPhone if you don't need it. Why would you? Why would you? When your previous one is working completely fine, new one come out, there's no new innovation in it. Why would you buy the next one and give a charity every year to Apple? Like, why would you do that? if you have principles that, no, I don't waste money, I only buy what's useful, I want to be productive, I don't want to be just doing things on a fad or something. So it's just convenient for people in power and people who want to sell us things, for us not to be principled, then we just go with the wind, go with the trend, vote for things that we don't really want to, buy things we don't really need. And basically, that's the society today, unfortunately. So a high-valued individual has to have principles and he abides by them. He sticks to them. Number two, a high-valued individual is the one who takes care of those that they're responsible for. They can trust him. Their parents. He's got responsibility to the parents, brothers and sisters, children, neighbors, employees if you're a manager, colleagues, friends. You can be relied on. They know that if they call on you, you will provide them what you need to provide. You've got that level of compassion and care for others. So essentially, a high-valued individual is not a selfish individual. Somebody, the easiest way to check this out is, are we going to be missed when we die? What are people going to say when we die? Man, that guy was such a good guy. We could have just called on him and he would have sorted this out for us. He would have helped us out. He would have listened to us. He's gone now. So how are people going to remember us? So that's a high-valued individual in the sight of people, is the one who takes care of others, who people can rely on. Okay, number four, a high-valued individual is not a stingy person. Stingy people can't be high-valued. There's no compassion there, right? High-value individual can't be a jealous person. Because when you're jealous, you're burning inside and it's all competition afterwards. There's nothing you do for the sake of the thing itself. So, for example, in one particular industry in the world, in a major industry, there's two major players, right? There's two major players in a specific industry. They dominate the market. There's a consultant who's worked for both of them. He says that the first company, what I found to be their ethos is that they wake up in the morning and their motivation is, what is the other company doing? How is their product today and how can we beat it? Their focus is always about the other company, what they're doing and how they can maybe surpass them. And it's all a competition. The second company doesn't care what the other company is doing. Company B doesn't care what A is doing. They just want to be the best. So they get up in the morning, how do we do a perfect product? How do we give good value for money? How do we create a good client base? Right? Just with our product. We don't care about anybody else. And the second one is seen as more successful. So a high-valued individual can't be a jealous person. They have to be focused on the good overall. Right? And the last point, and these are not necessarily the last point, but the last point is that a high-valued individual is the one who gets to love Allah and who gets Allah to love him. And that requires a whole bayan, right? But you know what that entails. That is to be God-conscious. That is to be focused on Allah. That is to fulfill our obligations. That is to avoid the prohibitions as much as possible. If we ever make a mistake, to repent, to make amends, follow up a bad deed with a good one, to erase it, and just try to be as good as possible in the sight of Allah, thinking of the hereafter. These are the people who are going to be high-valued individuals in this world and the next world. And it's very simple for us. We learn best with role models. So let us look around in our lives and find and identify certain people who are high-valued like that, in the sight of Allah and in the sight of people. And let's see what is it that makes them do what they do, so that we can also become like that as well, so that we could also leave a legacy. We also do something for our next generation, just like our parents, in whatever their capacity was, they made their effort and that sacrifice to get us to where we are. We may have not been able to fulfill huge ambitions for them, but we still got part of our life left. And what really matters is the last point. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, he once said to the Sahaba, he said that whoever Allah intends good for, he will use him. استعمله. In Arabic, he said استعمله. So the Sahaba asked, what do you mean by that? What do you mean he'll use him? So then the Prophet ﷺ explained is that before the guy dies, Allah will use him to do something positive and beneficial so that the people around him are satisfied. They benefit. Humanity benefits. Right? So that is the person who Allah has intended good with. So what I'm saying that we should tell our children now, right, is not that, hey, you need to grow up and be a doctor, or you need to grow up and be an architect, and you're drumming that in their head day in and day out. Or, on another way, you need to be a Maulana. We're not going to tell them that. You need to be a Mufti Saab. We're not going to tell them that. What we're going to tell them is, when you grow up, you're going to be such a high-valued individual that you're going to change the world for it to be a better place. You're going to contribute and become beneficial for people. That's what I want you to be. That's what I really want you to be. I want you to be a productive individual when you grow up and help people and make a difference. How are you going to do that? You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be an architect. You're going to be an engineer. You're going to be a Maulana. You're going to be a Mufti. You understand what I'm saying? You're still doing the same thing, but it's for a higher goal. It's not an end all. Because that's very selfish to be just an, I just want to be a doctor. So what? Like, big deal, right? Do it for a higher purpose. That's when it'll make a big difference. And I guess, and I believe that these are the convictions and the principles on which Tawheed Boy School, declaring the oneness of Allah is what Tawheed means, right? Is what it was established on from all of these, mashallah, individuals who work so hard. And Allah, thank your parents, thank our parents for what they've done. And may Allah allow us to continue this legacy and make it even better, inshallah. Make it even better. So that's what I have to say. Jazakallahu khair. Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules, and at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khair, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.